Here we go again with the funky intro.
Let me know if this bothers you, okay?
Some others might say the satire is so lacking in subtlety it's blotting out the fucking sun.
And it was quite an eye-opener for me, I've got to admit. It was just quite frightening, actually.
Don't be a baby, it's all in fun.
If you're gonna have fun, then do it and it is all right.
This is all wrong.
He's right.
Imagine what it would be like to die in 1980 and wake up 100 years later.
Sometimes it feels better to talk about it.
Little shoes for children.
It's so true. He was right all those times, man. I'm gonna go rake the yard.
I'm gonna go get head from that fucking girl.
Audrey Landers.
She's a good one, too.
I ask for a man.
Hi, I'm David Ward,
professional drug pusher.
And President of the United States.
You can't imagine how much I'd like to have a dog just like him.
I guess you can't.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Tragic, shocking, bizarre.
Wrong and to be avoided.
I will now show you how you can avoid
the United States of America.
You must master your kung fu first.
Only then will you be ready to
quiver like a dish of gelatin dessert.
And I think that we need to have a new conversation about recentering American politics and government around the
ba-ding-a-ling!
Fortunately, the stupid, lazy Americans are
drifting around in space.
You can hear our sound!
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans.
What was that?
That's my ass!
That sounds like an airplane motor.
What a painful noise. It sounds as though it needs some of my best castor oil.
I live in an oil town.
Now, who lives in Snake Mountain?
Hi, Billy Mays here with
Joe Biden.
Oh, hey, Joe.
These pathetic, mindless little worms groveling after the golden carrot, dangling before their wrinkled, wretched little eyes, fluttered, wreathed, squirmed, and flopped like a diseased, oil-drenched bird falling and thrashing thickly through a seemingly endless, dizzying, cataclysmic tunnel of fudge. Only a precious few escape with their lives.
Gas is through the roof.
They're stinky now.
If these people would just wake up and smell the...
Smell them, boy!
Excuse me.
Very odorous.
Nothing can get rid of these odors like
crack cocaine.
The crew who pull the pipes are roughnecks.
Within seconds after lighting up with crack...
I was pleased with the way things had turned out.
You say, preacher, I'm willing to try.
The blend of premium white wine and Pepto-Bismol liquid.
Yes, I have tried.
You must do more than try. You must do it.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
Oh, yes.
After the thrill of doing it is past, it begins to hurt.
Ow, you know not to do that again.
It even duplicates the micro-miniature electric currents that soften your broken bones.
Because the Bible makes it clear.
Your dick is bigger than a Tic Tac.
It's a matter of small concern. To them, that is.
Now, look here.
Ah! Rest and zip his pants and pull out his prick.
I got one somewhere in my pockets here.
Whoa, big fella! Come on, boy! Come on!
You have the biggest dick I've ever seen.
A huge, misshapen, towering thing.
It was so large, it literally had to be housed in its own building.
Right next to his
big, beautiful, hairy balls.
There's my sack on the ground.
Which is comically massive.
A nurse will shave off your pubic hair and give you an enema.
Oh, boy.
This is being a gentleman.
So for these last nearly 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit
kept stating that he was going to kill me.
No, I will kill you.
I told him no, but he wouldn't leave me alone.
Well, why do things like that happen?
Because you have
tons of cocaine.
A dazzling pyramid of snow. Beautiful. Terrifying.
Erotic. And it's a lot of fun.
Before being subdued by a well-placed shot to the head that ended his vicious one-night crime spree.
But the story does not end here. At this very hour in the 20th century, while you and I are still enjoying our mortal lives, the rich man has already experienced almost 2,000 years of torture.
I think he enjoyed it.
I'll bet Daddy would enjoy this too.
Yes, he'd enjoy that.
I've got a great idea.
Let's all have a glass of
monkey urine.
That's not such a bad idea.
Have a look at the illustrations, and you'll find
ideas which create desire for your product or service.
Some of these products are drugs.
We have developed speed.
LSD, marijuana, heroin.
Whether by speed or other causes.
We're extremely high.
And that feels good.
Not only will you feel good, but you will be able to give the best performance as well.
How do you do that?
First, you have to decide what kind of clown you want to be.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a
crackhead.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Get the bullshit. What do you want anyway?
I find that there's a great many women who have
said they wanted a laxative that is
filled with liquid nitrogen.
You get one box free.
And instantly a box appeared.
What's in the box?
What could it be?
Well, turn the record over, and we'll soon see.